system.
Thank you very much indeed, Amir. As it happens, I think you raised something which I'm going to indulge my position as moderator before I call on Oxfam, just to emphasise a point which arises from the very powerful point you made about there are hazards which, if we don't do the right things, turn into disasters. I'm very conscious, whether I look across the times that we need to coordinate a response to emergencies, be they slow or quick onset, natural hazard, or most frequently today as a result of conflict and violence. The challenge which we faced in thinking about how to present to the world the challenge of the four threatened famines is we could do, and there is a real lesson to be learned from the 2010-11 famine in Somalia, where half the 260,000 people were dead by the time we called famine. And so we were too late. And so this issue about preparedness and taking action early on the basis of evidence that is being produced, and it ties in with what Ernst has been saying about generating this reliable sense of what is the truth upon which we can all then place our good decisions and good judgments, deployment of resources, and to try and make sure we mitigate the costs before they become too late. One of the things I'm deeply conscious of as I reflect on the actions that have been taken over recent times is that when we get it right, we're in the grave danger is that we cannot prove it. We can't prove the counterfactual. You can't say, but for what we have done, we averted the following. And that, of course, is the ultimate investment return. It's a very difficult thing. So I think there is more to be done with the data which is out there. This is very inelegant, and it's really corrupting the English language as I try to coin a phrase as to what I'm driving, because we often talk about the forecast of data, using the forecast. But actually, I think if we do the right things, to have some postcast data, which could actually suggest that we actually, I mean, the phrase in the English, of course, is we dodged the bullet. But, you know, we actually managed to avoid that disaster. And I think this is a really big challenge for us all, not only in the emergency response and humanitarian community. I think this is hugely important for primarily you, the member states, the donors, because ultimately this is a test of whether your investments have yielded the return that you want for this enormous public good of averting suffering, not just responding to appalling television pictures and rushing after the event to chase a disaster. So I think this is an area of work we do need to work on, and it's very much a corollary of what we're discussing here today. So, as I say, I've slightly abused my position as moderator to contribute a view rather than facilitate everybody else's, but it's so pertinent to one of the priorities which at the moment we are not addressing sufficiently to get to that confident database that could help us justify. So I may come back to you, Ernst, to see whether you can guide us a little bit more on that. That'd be helpful. But please, let me give time to Oxfam.